morning, Dr. Linda Shaw. Thank you very much indeed for joining the Negotiators podcast. May I call you Linda?
Of course you can, Derek.
Linda, you are a very accomplished speaker, holding the prestigious Personal Speaking Award of Excellence. And you've had a very interesting career, I understand, from being an air hostess to a mum and now to a neuroscientist. Tell me, what does a neuroscientist do? What does it mean?
I'm actually a cognitive neuroscientist, which means I try to understand cognition in the brain. And what I mean about cognition, I mean the neural connections that that help us with mental procedures like perception, reasoning, language, problem solving, thinking, judgment, decision making, memory, thought, all of those higher order things that we do in the brain. I'm one of a band of people that tries to understand how the brain does it.
And I understand there's been lots of new research into how the brain works over the last 5 or 10 years, which is absolutely fascinating.
Oh, it's magnificent. And it's what is so delicious is that neuroscience is an embryonic science, which means that there's so much more to learn. There is huge amounts to learn, and it all depends largely upon the evolution of our scanning equipment, because that's the best way we have of getting any kind of objective data. So fMRI, EEG, all of those scanning machines that we use, every time that they upgrade them and there's a new generation, it means that we have a more sophisticated technology to do our research. So there's loads more to come. I love it.
That's fantastic. Could you clear a couple of things up for me? I have always talked in my negotiating seminars, masterclasses, and in my book Win-Win about the use of the left brain and the right brain. And what I've been saying is the left brain does the analytical work, the preparation, the spreadsheets, etc. But the right brain reads the body language, the emotions, and sees the big picture. Now, somebody's told me that's not technically correct, but is that a good metaphor for describing this to people who are going into difficult negotiations and need to do their research?
It is not bad. You've done it quite well, to be honest with you, but it's a lot more complicated than that, Derek. The hemispheric specialisation in the brain, there are always theories about it. For instance, you said emotion is the right side of the brain. Well, in actual fact, we process emotion in both hemispheres. In the left hemisphere, we process positive emotion and how to control emotion. Whereas in the right hemisphere, we process negative emotion and emotional expression and the perception of emotion. Now, you have to understand that is one theory. Others have got different theories that are slightly different. But in my own research, my doctorate was about unconscious processing of emotion. And there certainly is hemispheric specialization going on, but not in such a simple way that the general population talk about it. It's really, really more complicated. For instance, there is, if you're looking at memory, on the left hemisphere, we're much better at verbal memory and semantics, whereas in the right hemisphere, it's all about memory of faces and objects and things like that. So, you see, it's really much more complicated than the popular press likes to give us the impression about. But so it's better that we tend not to call people left brain, right brain. It simplifies things too much.
So can we talk about unconscious mind and conscious mind? And when we were talking before, we talked about alpha state, which is that relaxing meditative state, which I tend to go into before I've got an important negotiation where I need to think about things. What's the preferred method to talk about?
What, in terms of getting the brain in the best state?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. There are a few things. Yes, you're absolutely right about getting the brain waves organised, or rather tapping into slower brain waves. You've got five, basically the fastest is gamma hertz. Gamma, beta, alpha, theta, delta. So gamma is the fastest, delta is the slowest. Alpha is in the middle, which is about 8 to 12 hertz, something like that. And when we get the brain in alpha, that's like when we're daydreaming, when we're staring out of the window watching the rain fall, when we're in that delicious place, we've just woken up in the morning and we're not quite fully awake, so we're in that quite asleep, not quite awake situation. So that is when the brain is at its most creative, and we come up with all sorts of answers to problems. So if we can get the brain into alpha, by the way, if you're very good at meditating, you will actually get the brain down into theta, which is even slower. But alpha is the place where we function and we're at our creative, most creative, which, of course, in negotiations, one needs to be in creative state. However, in a negotiation situation, we also need to have empathy. If you ever hear anybody in any situation say, "I know exactly how you feel," no, they don't. No one ever knows exactly how someone else feels because we don't know what it's like to be that person. And we are this massive mathematical equation of perceptions that are completely unique. So therefore, in a negotiation situation, it is very dangerous to think you know exactly how someone feels, because what you tend to do is you'll cut them off because you've assumed what they're going to say next, because you now think you know what it's like to be them.
Exactly.
So you cut them off and you jump in and you speak. You don't. So you've got to let them say what they have to say in their own way and be open to learn something new about them. Because if you're not, if you assume you know exactly how you feel, you have already shut down 50% of you hearing anything properly. So the best you can do is put the brain in a relaxed state so that you are calm, you're in control of your emotional responses, because that's the other thing, you don't want your emotions to get out of control, and that you have empathy, and that you want to understand what that person has to say. That's how I would go into a negotiation situation.
Yes, of course, and we talk about assuming where other people are coming from, and that is the worst thing you can possibly do in any sort of negotiation. That's very clear, Linda, although I think this neuroscience is not that clear because of the evolution of the subject matter, which is fantastic. And the more we can learn about that, the better. I was just wondering what the most unusual situation you might have been in as a neuroscientist or as a lecturer.
Unusual? I'll tell you what was unusual once. I've only just thought of this. I was lecturing a neuroscience module to some psychology students, and I had I think I was talking about consciousness in the brain, and after the lecture one of the students came up to me and he said, "Well, that was really interesting, but it's not true, is it?" I said, "What do you mean it's not true? It's not true, is it? It's about consciousness, because God did all that. It's not true about what neuroscience says." And I said, "With all due respect, I'm a neuroscientist, and it's my job to give you as much information as I can to help you with this module, to get your first degree, and to give you what we understand about the brain in terms of neuroscience." And he kept arguing with me. He kept really pushing and pushing, saying, "No, it can't be true. I know it's not true." And I said, "Look, if you are so religious, I respect that completely, but I suggest actually you change degrees. And you go on a theology degree or something like that, as opposed to and looking at the science of things." And he got really upset with me. And I said, "Honestly, with all due respect, if this topic is upsetting you to the extent it is, then really you might be in the wrong place." So we took it to his supervisor, and I left it with him, and I left him to it. But that was really strange.
Oh no, we do get faced with some interesting situations being speakers and negotiators and experts, because people like to challenge our expertise sometimes, which is always difficult when we've spent 20, 30 years studying subjects to be an expert. Linda, I'm conscious of your time, and I'm very grateful for your time. Is there one last thing you'd like to leave the listeners of the Negotiating Podcast with, one gem of expertise or something you've learnt over your years of study?
Over my years of study is basically that truly, we only have perception. There is no personal reality. There is only personal perception. So when it comes to any situation whatsoever, unless we understand that we are unique and no one else will think like us, then we will not get very far. And we can't expect people to try to understand us to the point where we think they should be able to, they should succeed. It doesn't work. So if we go into any negotiation situation and realise perception is unique and that we've all come to the table with our own unique set of thoughts, then we might come to a place in the middle where we can come to understanding.
Linda, that is a fantastic last tip for the people listening here. And that's what I say to people, the 7 billion people in the world, and everyone's got a different view on things. For the listeners, Linda, if anyone wants to get in touch with you or buy your book, which, interesting, I found absolutely fascinating, how do they do that?
Thank you for that. Yeah, Your Brain is Boss is my new book. It's so exciting and I'm getting fantastic feedback, so thank you for your kind words. Well, I'm Linda at drlindashaw.com. That's my email address, but to make it complicated, I have to spell it because I'm Lynda at drlyndashaw.com or www.drlindashaw.com.
Linda, thanks for joining the Negotiators podcast. I really appreciate that and look forward to meeting you and seeing you again.
Okay, thank you, Derek.